Okay, so let's feel your seat and feet. Let's feel your sacred space. Sense how your higher being has been communing with the higher beings of everyone in the circle to the point where a unity center has formed. Feel yourself coming back to your inner space, your inner sacred space, your body relaxing. Feeling your breath getting softer and more open. Becoming more aware of your interior space, your energy. Light consciousness of your being. Yeah, you become aware of a greater consciousness. You sink into it. It's bigger than your body. It feels like it's within, but it's also around you. Allow yourself to melt into the consciousness of you. And that consciousness joins with the consciousness of everyone in the circle, forming the horizontal sphere connection to everyone in the circle. Beautiful. And the energy is starting to come more alive, starting to calm down and become more peaceful. The central axis is formed and the toroidal flow is activated. And you can tell that you're already grounded, that you're already connected with Mother Earth. and you're expanding at the same time. And so we greet Mother Earth, the nature spirits, and the spirit of the land where we are located. And that might be just a wiggling of your roots in the ground at this point because you're so grounded. It can be a nonverbal greeting, a vibrational greeting, a communing. And we greet the spirit of water. And the life-giving quality of water, inherent in water. Again, a vibrational greeting is just fine. Telepathic, just fine. Doesn't have to be verbal. Maybe you can feel some joy in that greeting. And we greet the spirit of fire. Merging into the light. We greet the spirit of the air. Resonating with the expansiveness, lightness, freedom. Power. Each of these elements also have a being. If you're in contact with that being, that's also a way of relating. We greet the spirit of the ether. The living intelligence that creates a sphere of life. We greet the plasma. The cosmic matrix beyond the earth, beyond the human awareness. more abstract. Less personality, more vibratory activity. And we allow that vibratory activity, that matrix, to attune us. It's like having the music of the spheres wash over you and tune your being to a cosmic frequency. And as we do this, it allows for the cleansing of the heavy energies on the denser planes to be transmuted. Takes us into a deeper understanding, more cosmic understanding and perspective. There we go. And it opens portals to other dimensions. And we don't take our personality with us into these other dimensions if we go there. And the benefit of this is that it tunes us to our original tone, our original frequency, resets us. And allows the cascading of that original frequency to shimmer through as a keynote into our being, tuning our emotions, our thoughts, our actions to our original soul frequency. Allow yourself to be tuned. And now, as we greet the directions, we're going to be meeting them on a more expanded plane as frequencies. So we greet the spirit of the East and let it be pure energy. The spirit of the South. Spirit of the West. Spirit of the North. These are vast beings of consciousness, non-human. Allow yourself to be enveloped in the sum total of their energies. Each of your chakras will go through an attunement to these energies, a clearing, a cleansing, and a balancing. the teachers are taking us through an experience, like a rebirthing experience, allowing us to feel the birth of our being and being carried in on a stream of love, held in love, accepted in love. To heal any birth trauma that is still vibrating in our being, which you may or may not know about. There are so many patterns in our physical, emotional, mental fields that are set in at birth and in gestation. And those were to accommodate to the world you were entering into at the time, with all the karmas associated with it. And this is clearing and resetting us into the original pattern of love to free up the old patterns of birth trauma. This will give you more resiliency, more elasticity in your emotions and thoughts and body. There's a it's like a drop, like a raindrop size energy that is being restored to your being that connects you with your third eye to the realms beyond. And third eye doesn't necessarily mean vision, but understanding and the capacity to expand. So some people talk about the pineal gland being dried up. This restores it, reactivates it, allows our memories of the times before birth on this planet to be a continuous stream of consciousness, and for you to be a continuous stream of consciousness. This was quite a blessing tonight. This is something that will unfold for you. It'll reveal itself as it integrates into your being. Wow. So let it be. Allow it to activate in its own natural way within you. Don't try to fool with it. It's a very strong activation. And attunes us to the new earth, new paradigm. And there we go. Who knew we were going to end up here tonight? So many blessings. And we will meet again next week, next Monday. I'll send out the link again. Listen to this meditation several times if you get a chance. Thank you. God bless.